Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette here, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. We're talking with Jason about, well, why do some things grow when we get older, and why do some things not grow?
That's right.
Yes. And he's seen those lighted scalp. Yeah, and we know what those are.
Yeah, we use those in our...
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great topic for us, Jason. Thank you for the call. This is a great call.
Yes, we know lots about this.
The red diodes basically increase the blood supply in the scalp.
Yeah.
So that red light penetrates the skin. It goes fairly deep. It dilates the blood vessels. And the richer blood supply, if you have follicles that are simply quiescent because of the decrease in blood supply with age, they may start to grow again.
Yeah.
And it works better in younger people than in older people.
Yeah.
Just because the follicles tend to have more life, chance of still having some life left in them.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we can do PRP and exosomes into the scalp that will basically contain a lot of growth factors.
Right.
Kind of fertilizes the scalp in addition to increasing the blood supply. So in young people, we get very, very good results. The older you are, the fewer viable follicles you're going to still have left in your scalp. So, you know, we don't get as good a result in 70-year-olds as we get in 50-year-olds.
Yeah. And also depends upon how much you have lost already, where you're at.
Sure. And 20-year-olds, you know, they can have lost a lot and yet still have viable follicles there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just... thinning down and getting smaller.
When you say lost a lot, let's say you're in your 20s, because I've actually seen people in their 20s and 30s that, you know, they've actually, there's no hair. Their scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you have, like, mine just started receding, and then, of course, I've got, I guess it's a typical crown, which is pretty much scalp. There's hardly any hair there at all. I'm just wondering if there's any follicles that are there that you just can't tell because...
And you can't at this point. Nothing. And that's the point, is that what happens is the hair follicles, they miniaturize first. So you start off with great big thick hair shafts, and with aging and with dehydrotestosterone production and with genetics and with changes in blood supply, the hair becomes thinner and thinner and thinner. You may still have the same number of hairs, but each hair is thinner. And if a hair is now 1/4 as thick as it used to be, the same number of hairs will still look 1/4 as thick.
I've always had fine hair too.
Okay.
It's never been. Yeah.
And
I mean,
then,
some people
then the
have
next
really
step
thick
is
hairs.
Follicles start growing for fewer or shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
Active phases in which the hairs now don't grow as long.
Yeah.
And so the hairs get thinner and shorter, and then eventually they stop making a hair shaft at all, but the follicle may still be alive. We just don't see a hair growing out of it. And then at some point, the follicle itself dies.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's dead, it's dead. And now you're looking at transplants instead of regeneration.
Correct.
Okay.
So which facility over there in Bellevue or Kirkland, wherever it's at, would I go, would I make an appointment at to have my scalp checked?
Well, I think
it
depends upon what you're looking for.
Yeah. If you're looking at trying to get it growing again.
I'm looking for hair.
Yeah, but if you're looking at trying to grow your own hair again,
versus transplant. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, we do that just fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jerry might be the time to tell him about our new laser.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've just recently bought
one quick thing, and so on this eye restore helmet thing. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not sure. They say it's medical and all that, but I've heard you guys talk about what you have over there, and you referred to whatever they're selling online or someplace, and yours is more, I guess we would call it, industrial strength compared to
it has
whatever's available.
Yeah, it has higher numbers and stronger diodes is all. So it puts out a lot more light in a shorter period of time.
Yeah.
Is there a way that I can find out, like, the strength of your diodes and then compare mm-hmm. it to what's sold commercially?
We have 312 diodes.
312 total diodes. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And so as far as the composition of the diode,
they're all similar.
They're all the same.
Okay. The difference is in the number of diodes. So the easily available cheaper devices have fewer diodes. Some even start at 50 diodes. And then the more number of diodes there are, the more expensive the device gets. And we have actually very few of the Capillus ones left. We're not getting any more because we're transitioning our program, given that we've just bought a new device, a new laser machine.
Yeah, we've got a laser that basically is totally pain-free.
Yes.
That basically cuts these very, very fine little furrows in the scalp.
Yeah.
So that we can add the PRP and or the exosomes to it. And trigger some growth.
Yeah, so it's a brand new program. The device is actually going to be installed on Wednesday. And basically you use several treatments with the machine. It's completely painless. And after you've had the treatments, we put the growth factors and we have you sit with the cap on your scalp for a few minutes in the office to help penetrate the growth factors into the scalp. And then there is additional parts of the program and a home program associated with it. And the cost will vary depending upon which one you're interested in purchasing. And all of this can be done by the medical assistants. If you need any injections, then only will I be involved. But it is completely independent of any injections as well. And
I think I need testosterone.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right. Well, thank
that
you
won't
so
grow hair
your
on
time.
Your head, but it'll make the hair on your back and belly grow more.
In fact, it might cause you to lose more hair on your scalp, but that's a whole different topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then
alrighty,
again, we do
really
have some
good
things we can put on the scalp that'll block the testosterone.
That's right.
Effect.
So it, basically an evaluation with one of the master estheticians mm-hmm. will give him an idea of where he's at and mm-hmm. what is required. And then we do carry the supplies that he can use to apply on the scalp. Mm-hmm. They will look at the scalp. They will take photographs. They will see if there's micronizing or not.
Yep.
And then if there's a medical question, I'm available. But otherwise, they can basically tell him what's involved in the care.
Yeah, and that is a free consultation, isn't that right, Dr.
Yes.
UMass?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't have anything to lose except, more hair, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
Come and check it out, Jason.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, this would be the perfect time to talk about all of the things that we do at Longevity Medical Clinics. And that's just one of them, right, doctors, is the hair growth.
Well, that's
one of those things that we see. Yeah, and Bella Medica. That's one of the things that we see with aging, which is what Longevity specializes in. And then, of course, with the beautiful medicine, Bella Medica.
Yes.
So we need you to come in. Yeah, come on in. Find out what we talk about.
Let us do an evaluation and see what we can do for you.
Absolutely. That number to call for your consultation for hair loss is the same number that we have for longevity. You'll just go through our phone tree and pick the place that you want to go. 1-866-86-YOUNG is that number. That's 1-866-86-YOUNG. But hair loss and then hair growth in different spots is just part of growing older.
You know,
right, doctors?
Definitely is. And then one thing, Jerry, we alluded to but didn't talk much about is some patients, as they get older, are better clients for hair transplant as opposed to hair restoration without surgery. And again, depends upon how much they've lost. But once they've had a hair transplant, to maintain the quality of the hair that has been transplanted, then something like what we do is also beneficial, whether it's just PRP or caps or whatever.
We've treated a fair number of hair transplant patients that were starting to thin again.
Exactly.
Instead of going back for another hair transplant, we were able to salvage what they had.
Right. And then we had one patient who actually was told by his surgeon, he had his hair transplant done overseas, and he came in here because his surgeon told him to go to the U.S. and have PRP injections after the hair transplant. So we did PRP injections for him. And that, I mean, over time, we saw the growth. It was beautiful.
All right.
All right. Here is that number to call and find out more. It is a free consultation for the hair loss at Bella Medica. 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. And if you'd like to find out more, you can go to our websites as well. All right. We have room for you to call with your questions for the doctors. That number is 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Don't wait until the last few minutes of the show. We've got about 45 minutes left of our show, and we'd love to talk to you about your diagnosis or maybe some symptoms of aging that you're experiencing. You don't know what to do. We can help you out at Longevity Medical Clinics. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Again, that phone number is 206-421-5757. After this break, we'll be right back with more. Stay close. Today, it might be a little wet too. So we're back with Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon here, along with Dr. Samira Umat, and taking your calls at 206-421-5757. We're headed to South Hill. We have Joe on the line with his question. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Sorry. Hi, Dr. Mixon. Hey, my mother was a patient at your clinic, and you guys are great people. I've been to your clinic. My question is prolotherapy injection. So on November 1st, I'm scheduled to have 40 prolotherapy injections. And at first I was excited. Then I researched, found out that dextrose is nothing but sugar. And it's all it's going to do is irritate and inflame the area. And I'm thinking, what am I doing?
Well, you notice we don't do prolotherapy.
We do not.
So do you guys do stem cell injections in like SI joints?
Yes, we don't.
We don't do them,
But we have people who do.
We know people who do.
That's right. Dan, Dan is my favorite stem cell guy. Okay, let's talk a little bit about prolotherapy.
Yeah, so obviously this is for back pain or kind of pain somewhere,
back
right?
Back pain, hip pain, knee pain,
some
shoulder
pain somewhere. Yeah. 40 injections, is it the back or where are we talking?
They want to do 40 at one sitting in the lower back. Each joint and up the lower back.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about prolotherapy, the theory, the reality a little bit. This grew out of an observation that goes back decades that sedentary people, people who don't use their knees, actually wear their knees out faster. You know, you hear people say, oh, I used to be a runner and I wore out my knees. Well, you're probably genetically coded to have your knees wear out fairly soon. But reality is we see more degenerative joint disease in sedentary people than in athletic people. And what we've discovered is micro-trauma,
yes,
that is little bit of trauma, actually stimulates healing and growth and protects us against wearing out our joints.
Yeah.
So cartilage needs to be traumatized. And same thing, ligaments and muscles, if they're not used, if they rest too much, they actually start breaking down.
Right. So when Dr. Mixon mentioned traumatized, he's talking about the usual wear and tear, which is physical activity.
That's right.
But the same is also true with injections. Now, whether you inject a drug or sugar in it, the result is the same. It's causing a little bit of trauma.
That's right. You know, the orthopedic surgeons decades ago learned to do little tiny micro grooves in cartilage to get the cartilage to start growing again and heal and repair. The idea with prolotherapy is that by giving you micro trauma in those muscles and ligaments, that you may be able to stimulate them to grow again.
Right.
And that's why 40 little injections with irritants such as the sugars.
Yeah.
It makes sense to some degree, and I've seen some people get pretty decent results with it. I have not been impressed enough that I have brought it into my clinic.
Yeah, no, I've never been a fan.
You know, so if people have significant low back pain, I tend to kick them on over to Dan Nelson and let him do an evaluation to find out what's causing that low back pain. And so that's the path I took when I was having pain. I was actually getting pain running down the sciatic distribution to some extent, running down my right buttock into the back of my leg. And I had to give up running because every time my foot hit the ground, I got electric shocks running up my thigh and into my lower back. I went to see Dan about it. He did MRIs, looked and found that I actually have a L4-3 nerve root that was getting compressed by some bone. Being in my late 70s, I've developed a little arthritic change there that calcified, and the bone was actually impinging on the nerve root, and it wasn't sciatic pain at all. It was actually that the nerve root pain. To identify it for sure, he went ahead and did an injection right at that nerve root with some local anesthetic and some steroid. The local anesthetic gave me immediate pain relief. It lasted about 7 hours, and then the anesthetic wore off and the pain came back. But then the steroid decreased the pain for better than a month. In the meantime, he had referred me to Dr. Stone, who's a spine surgeon. Dr. Stone made a little incision about, three quarters of an inch, and went in and isolated, pulled the nerve to a safe spot, and used a laser to vaporize that bone that was impinging on the nerve, and sewed me back up. That was on Thursday. Friday, I came to the office and worked a half day. Saturday, I did the radio show.
Yes, we were like, what? He's here.
You know, so, yes, it was a spine surgery, but it was a very modest spine surgery. And I, you know, I'm now about 4 weeks out from the procedure, and it just feels great. Got rid of the pain completely. So I would say, you know, let somebody like Dan take a look and identify where the problem is and see what he has to say.
Yes, but please give me his number because I'm supposed to go in for a cervical stenosis surgery, a laminectomy at C5, C6, where it's closing in on the spinal cord down to 7 millimeters. Uh-huh. So maybe they can help me.
They may be able to give you some help.
Yeah.
I'd go see Dan about it. Okay, Lynette, you want to give out Dr. Nelson's phone number?
Okay, here is the information for Dr. Dan Nelson. Of course, he is with Pro Ortho. That's Dr. Dan Nelson, Pro Ortho. And you can reach him by going to his website, which is danielnelsonmd.com. Okay, danielnelsonmd.com. Okay, and if you'd like the phone number, yeah, I've got his phone number too. It's 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000. 4,000 for Dr. Dan Nelson and his team. They'll take great care of you, guaranteed.
Beautiful. Thank you for your time, guys.
All right.
Take and care. Good luck to you.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Thank you for that call, Joe.
Yeah. Well, I've been 4 weeks since the surgery now.
Wow.
And I, you know, I probably am doing 5 or 6 miles a day on on that recent surgery, and I'm having no pain at all.
That's good.
So I think they did a great job for me.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback.
Absolutely.
Well, you haven't missed a day of work.
Nope. No. Even the weekend radio shows, he has
been here.
Yeah. Oh, we even made, you know, plan Bs.
We did.
We don't need no plan B with Dr. Mixon.
I'll be there.
Yeah. He'll be here.
Yeah, and you're getting on an airplane this week as well.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. We are headed to Kingston. We have Connie on the line. Connie, welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. How can we help you today?
I'm presuming this is not Kingston, Jamaica.
Why? You want to go to Jamaica right about now?
I might do a house call if she's in Kingston, Jamaica.
Yes, we might all go.
How can we help you, lady?
I do have you on speaker. Is that a concern?
Well, you sound okay.
You sound good.
Yeah, there's no echo.
Okay. I have been recently diagnosed with severe osteoporosis, which I actually was very surprised to find out. And so they want me to go on Fosamax, which I don't want to go on. And so I'm just curious. I've been told by other people that AlgaeCal works pretty well, and... But right now, I'm just taking calcium and vitamin D.
It's so, not going to fix your osteoporosis.
No, it's not. So do you know the numbers? What is the osteoporosis? What is this?
I don't recall right now, but it's on the severe side. I want to say 4. Is it negative 4? Or?
Yeah, it's negative 4.
And that is severe, and that means you are at risk of breaking just from normal use. You don't have to fall. So that's not good. You're the second call today,
with serious
osteoporosis.
I know. And then Fosamax is a bisphosphonate class of drugs.
It is?
It is one of the oldest drugs available to treat osteoporosis.
Which is why it's used a lot, because it's cheaper.
Exactly. And it is generic, and it's cheaper. And, you know, if they want to give you something in the newer class that has fewer side effects, you have to go through the insurance hublas.
Yep.
So they have to qualify you. So I think the risk here is that if you don't do it, Connie, you risk having a fracture, even a spontaneous one. And then if you do take the medication, your bone will become stronger. And but, you know, if you were in a significant injury or a fall, if you did break it, it would be less likely to break, first of all. But if it did break, it would crumble easier.
Yeah. Mm. Your problem with the bisphosphonates like Fosamax is they don't make normal bone. Okay. Usually has two components. You've got the cortex, that outer bone, and then you've got the trabecular bone. It's kind of a matrix on the inside, and it's a scaffolding that supports the bone. And when you're getting osteoporosis, you're losing both the cortex and the matrix inside. And so it's thinning out all the way around. And at some point it simply gives way. The bisphosphonates do not do anything good for the inner bone, but they do make the outer bone harder. But in the process of making it harder, they also make it more brittle. And it doesn't get as great a blood supply as healthy young bone would get. So while it's harder, it means if you fall or bump it, you're less likely to break it. But if it does break, then you don't get the robust healing that you would get with a more natural bone. So everything in medicine, it follows Dr. Mixon's 4 rules of medicine. First rule of medicine, anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. Here, the upside is stronger, harder bone. Downside, abnormal structure to the bone that, if it breaks, can give you more grief. Second rule, proper dose of a drug is enough to do the job, so they adjust your bisphosphonate. Third rule, if you don't measure, you don't know. Well, you got your DEXA scan. We want to follow you up with DEXA scans over time. And then the fourth rule is you can do everything right and things can still go to hell. Just because you did the right thing doesn't mean you get the results you want.
And is that genetic? Because it doesn't run in my family at all.
There is a modest genetic component, but it's more lifestyle and hormonal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so being on thyroid medicine could be a contributor?
If the thyroid is carried at high doses, yes, high doses of thyroid can thin out bone. And the biggest reason that women lose bone is they don't start with as much testosterone as men. They have more mm-hmm. testosterone than estrogen, but mm-hmm. their testosterone falls out earlier in life. By the time a woman is 50, she's lost 85% of her testosterone. And testosterone is a hormone that stimulates new bone growth. And so by the time she's 50, she's lost 85% of that stimulation to grow new bone. The estrogen inhibits bone loss. So with a low estrogen, you're dissolving bone faster. With a low testosterone, you're making bone slower. And that combination results in very thin yeah. bones.
Yeah, and I'm almost 64, so.
Yeah.
Okay. So
let's
do you think
about this when we get back. We have to take a little break, but we'll be
yep.
right back.
Stay right there, Connie. We're going to talk more about what are some things you can do about osteoporosis. This is Leading Edge Medicine, taking a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. We are talking about bones and bone yep. density and osteoporosis with Connie. Yeah. Thank you, Connie, for holding on.
So, Connie, we've got two issues with you. One is short term. You need to do something right away because with a negative 4, you're at real danger.
Yep.
You need to get that started, some therapy started immediately.
Right. And you know, sometimes even in the spine, you can get compression fractures with nothing, you know.
They just collapse.
And that's very painful.
It's called a collapsed disc, and they just happen. Yeah. So getting started on a prescription drug for this short term is important, just because I want you to start something that's going to work right away. But...
And you said that Fosamax is not a good one?
No, I didn't say that. It's an old one. Fosamax, I think it's the first one they ever came out with.
The bisphosphonate. That class of drugs certainly was the first one, and Fosamax may very well have been the first one.
Yeah, I remember writing Fosamax back in the late 70s. So it's been around for a long time. It's a drug we know. We know the ups. We know the downs. It's generic now. It's cheap. So it's not a bad starting point. But long term, what we really need to do is to turn this process around. We need you to start growing nice, thick, healthy, normal bones again. And that's what we do at Longevity Medical Clinic. Is we go ahead and restore your youthful hormone balances so that your bones are stimulated to grow healthy new tissue, to give you not just a harder outer cortex, but a thicker, stronger, healthy bone all the way through. Mm-hmm. So I'd say both. Start with your bisphosphonate, your Fosamax, this week, but also make your appointment at Longevity Medical Clinic. And let us tune up your entire endocrine system, and not just your bones, but your skin, your heart, your lungs, your brain, everything functioning as well as it did 15, 20, 30 years ago. That's what I'd love to see.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the input. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Good luck, Connie.
Good luck, Connie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors, let's talk about when someone comes into longevity for that first appointment. They're a little nervous. They finally made the appointment to come in. They're going to do a blood test and an in-body. And then we suggest that whole blood panel. And what is this going to find out for the patients and for the doctors? Could we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, Lynette said they're a little nervous. And I'm thinking they shouldn't be nervous at all. They should be jubilant.
Well, yes. True. But sometimes it takes a while to get in that first time. They keep meaning to, and they finally do.
Any visit to any doctor at any time is nerve-wracking.
That's right.
And also, older people tend to be nervous about new stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Longevity Medical Clinic is new stuff. We are doing things that are not normally done in, you know, routine doctor's offices.
Yeah.
We aren't just treating a disease.
Yeah.
We are treating the fact that you're old and falling apart.
Well, it should be a disease.
It should be. I mean, old age kills 100% of the people that suffer from it. And so anything that kills 100% of its victims should be treated.
Yeah.
That just, you know, makes good sense to me. But, you know, the powers that be do not consider getting old and frail to be a disease. Mm-hmm. They consider it a normal process. And fine. Politicians want to get old and fall apart. It's up to them. Good luck. You know, frankly, I'd love to see about 3/4 of them fall off the planet. But I am not a fan of people who, you know, who get their whole kicks out of running other people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, as a physician, I offer you my advice. I offer you what I know. I agree to help you if you want it. But I don't want to run your life for you. I don't tell you you got to or else. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, I make you pay for it.
That's right. So when that the patient comes in for the first time to one of our clinics, Kirkland, Tacoma, mm-hmm. or in Linwood, Dr. Umat, what will happen? What will be the first thing that they will be doing?
Well, the first thing is a simple fingerstick blood test, and that gives us an idea of where they're at in terms of their sugar levels.
Okay.
Hemoglobin A1C is what we're looking at, and it is a measure of how much glycosylated sugar you have, which is a measure of how long the sugar's been. So 3-month window into what damaged sugar you have. And the higher this value is, the more likelihood that you are heading into prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. And the risk with that is not just that you have a diagnosis of diabetes, but that it is a risk factor for inflammation, for dementia, for cancer, for degenerative joint disease, and also in long-term problems. And so we want to know that because then we know how to help you. The second thing is an in-body where you stand on a machine that tells us how much muscle and fat you have. It looks at the arms, the core, and your legs and gives us your not just your weight, but your metabolic rate, your visceral fat level, how much muscle mass you have, and what is the body fat percentage. And with that, we're looking at, are you actively building muscle, or how much muscle do you have? Not actively building, but how much muscle do you have right now, and how much fat do you have? And how much visceral fat do you have particularly? That is a very dangerous fat. We used to think that fat is innocuous, but it is actually very dangerous because it is a risk factor for all the chronic diseases that I mentioned earlier. So those two combined give us an idea of what your risk profile is. And then if you want, you can opt to do the blood test. Now, the blood test costs almost $600, $595, but it is a huge panel that gives us an idea of your metabolic function, your blood levels, your vitamin, your nutrients, your hormones, your inflammation markers, your cholesterol, your thyroid, and things that people otherwise don't normally look at. And the idea behind that is, where are you at this point in time? And I really think the first two tests should just be a shoe-in into the blood draw. And that blood draw is where you're going to get your money's worth. Yes, you're going to pay $600 for that, but I think that is valuable information. That simple blood draw elsewhere could cost multiple $1,000s. And here, what we're trying to do is a lost lead for us. We basically entice you to come in to get your labs drawn to give us a chance to see where you're at. I've picked up inflammation, cancer, anemias, definitely hormonal imbalances, and high cholesterol levels, even type 2 diabetes, where people had no idea that they had these things happening to them. So it's a good thing to do. It's in the realm of things. It's cheap to do this, to find out all the problems that you have. And then you have 1 hour to discuss these results with your doctor. And then the bigger question after that is our program right for you or not?
Absolutely.
But that's the process.
And that's when you get a chance to decide whether you want to continue sliding downhill.
Yep.
Or you want us to reverse it.
Yes, and do something about it.
Exactly.
Yes, and we have 3 clinics. There has got to be one near you. Kirkland, Tacoma, and in Linwood. Longevity Medical Clinics, Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood for you. Here's that number to call to make your appointment. It's 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website, which is lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. Taking a quick break and back with one more question for you. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back. Doctors are grooving in the studio here.
I like that music.
Yes, that's a good one. All right. We have another phone caller. And I
didn't like that one before, you know.
You didn't. Okay.
Yeah, where he was begging her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But if she's dumped you, you're dumped. Just keep moving.
Just keep moving. And that's what we want you to do on the show. We're Leading Edge Medicine. Thank you for tuning in on this Saturday. We have another question from Pulsebo. Dan is on the line for the doctors. Hi there, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Lynette. How you doing, doctors? Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning.
Long-time listener. Love this show.
How can we help you, sir?
So my mom's pretty active. She's 68 years old. Mm-hmm. Long-time Pilates trainer, so has some issues with, like, her spine. So evidently, when she was on a trip, she was hiking. She had some numbness in her hands. So she got a brain MRI just to rule out anything, God forbid. Luckily, the brain was normal, but the spinal canal is narrowing. And I guess they looked at it in 2020, and unfortunately, 4 years later, it's narrowing a little bit more now. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of waiting to get in to see some sports med doctors. I just was curious if, like, with your guys' expertise, if there's anything you recommend or anything that I can, obviously I'd love for her to, you know, come see you guys or one of your referrals for sports med. But just wanted to see, pick your brain, see if there's anything you guys advise for mom.
Well, if you're looking at, you know, cervical spine, this is very, very high if her hands are involved.
Yes. 5'6"
This is really touchy. This is not like the lower spine where, you know, there's a whole lot of people doing a whole lot of surgery. When you're up in that cervical spine area, you're basically looking at everything from that point down.
Right.
And so, you know, so the doctors who work on that really, really need to know their stuff and do it all the time.
Yep.
It's not a place to do a low volume guy. So you want someone who works with cervical spine stenosis and cervical spine injuries, and that's their specialty.
Yeah. Agreed. So, and if she's developing numbness, then it's advancing.
Yes.
And, you know, you should be mentally prepared for surgery.
Yeah. Because this is almost certainly not going to be simple injections. This is going to be someone who's need to go in and take the pressure off that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the cervical spine is not robustly stable.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything you do to open up the canal, you know, has the risk, if it's not done well, of destabilizing things.
Yeah. So. Obviously, she's going to need the evaluation that you're talking about. And then, you know, conservative management will include some physical therapy, some strengthening, stabilization with posture, and so on and so forth.
Right.
But if she's already developing numbness, then she might also have some weakness. And if she definitely
right.
has the weakness, then you shouldn't wait too long. And then they might want to do, I don't know, fusion, laminectomy. There's so many options. It'll right. depend upon what they find when they do their evaluation.
Right. Yeah, and I wonder if there's anything that you guys advise aside from surgery, because I've, like, mom's doing her PT exercises every
Good.
Day
Excellent.
For her neck,
Good.
And then I have her doing some strength training too, like
Good.
Just working
nice.
On like her posture.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, it's just unfortunately one of those things, I think, just like over time. So it's yeah, just, it sounds like it's gotten really narrow. So I don't know, I guess like, yeah, surgery, the, you know, the best option. I just thought like,
yeah,
kind of like work,
that's where it's
going to
need
kind
to
of
go.
Thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's
okay. The surgery.
Yeah. Stabilization with muscles and with strength is always a good thing.
Yes.
And older people lose strength. They
mm-hmm.
just do. Older
right.
women lose their testosterone faster than men by far.
Mm.
You know, how
right.
old is your mom?
She's 68.
Yeah. So
she looks
probably,
really young, but she just.
Yeah, but she's lost 95% of her testosterone load, which means her muscles, by their very nature, are going to be much weaker than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago. And so, you know, exercise will help, but exercise helps less and less as she loses the tools necessary to make strong muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we call muscle the currency of aging.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having money in the bank.
Mm.
You know, and the more muscle you start off with, the longer you tend to live.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yeah.
just because the muscle stabilizes and supports things, but muscle produces more than 600 different proteins. It's a very active gland. People mm-hmm. don't think of it that way, but it is. Muscle is a gland. It produces 600 plus proteins that impact our immune system, that kill cancer, that help us to fight infections, that help us to grow new tissue, grow bone, and to grow nerves. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, even though we call it brain-derived, that's because when they discovered it, they found it in brains.
Mm.
But it turns out that the single biggest course of brain-derived neurotrophic factors that allow us to grow new nerves in our brain and in our spinal cord and so on comes from working muscle.
Mm.
And the less muscle you've got and the less it's worked, the less you're able to repair your brain and your nerves. And so, you know, we boost up those anabolic hormone loads in every man and every woman we see that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s because it's critical for health. I'm not so much looking for bodybuilder muscle.
Yeah.
I'm looking for growth right. factors and healing and repair and cancer protection.
Yeah.
Okay, great. No, I love that. And then I would just say, do you guys have any referrals for that type of surgeons that you would recommend by chance? Or
you know, what I always do is Dan knows all the surgeons in that area. And so when I've got a question, I go to Dan Nelson and I say, okay, Dan, if this was you or your mom, who would you use?
Love that. That's what I would ask too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
So that's what he did for my lower spine, you know, that he sent me to the guy that did the micro dissections, the little tiny incisions with the lasers and stuff. And you know, that's what we did for me, and that's what I do for your mom.
Mm.
All right, great. Thank you so much, guys, for your feedback. I don't know if we have one more second. I just had a quick
sure.
question for you guys. I'm in health and fitness, and one of my personal training clients, we just helped him get through like a cancer surgery. He had to do radiation and chemo, and
mm-hmm.
he's doing great. He's back training with me and everything, but unfortunately, he just has this terrible neuropathy in his feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of his doctors, I mean, just because it sounds like they're putting him on like 3-4 different meds that aren't even for neuropathy, just to try to help with it. And that's
mm-hmm.
kind of the one thing that he's not, that's not healing. You know, I recommend a massage and magnesium, a couple of things, but I was just curious if you guys had any suggestions of like, is neuro- like any way to help fix neuropathy post radiation or chemo, or is it just
nutritional deficiencies are probably causing his neuropathy if he's had chemo and radiation and his cancer. So I would consider some IV therapies for him.
Yes. There are things we can do that will help kick this into high gear for him.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So maybe I have him book with you guys and then suggest the IV therapy treatment.
Yeah. That would be great.